The questions you always had. The answers you were never given. The place to seek the truth. Welcome to Veritas.
Tonight, prepare to embark on an enthralling exploration that transcends the ordinary. In a world brimming with uncertainty and existential questions, one profound inquiry stands out. What is the purpose of sickness and suffering? This age-old riddle, rich with complexity, has long captivated the minds of philosophers, spiritual guides, and seekers of truth. We welcome Maya Lena Flam, a distinguished figure in the intertwining worlds of spiritual wisdom and holistic health. With over three decades dedicated to exploring the depths of human experience, Maya brings to the table a wealth of knowledge and profound insights. Her journey, encompassing diverse realms of holistic practices and spiritual exploration, offers a fresh perspective on the quintessential questions of existence. Tonight is not just an interview. It's an odyssey into the human soul. With Maya's guidance, we will navigate the intricate landscapes of emotional and physical health. Her unique approach, blending the teachings of Eastern and Western mysticism, shines a light on the shadows and highlights of our lives, inviting us to embrace the full spectrum of our experiences. We'll delve into conversations that promise to unearth new understandings of healing, unearthing practical strategies for nurturing our complete selves, body, mind, and spirit. Prepare to be part of a dialogue that seeks to unravel the profound wisdom hidden in life's challenges and to discover the transformative power that lies within our struggles. So, join us for an evening of enlightening discussion and eye-opening revelations. A journey of discovery awaits. Maya Lena Flam is coming up next.
Welcome to Veritas. If this is your first time listening, welcome home. To access tonight's full interview and all of our exclusive material, simply join the Veritas Plus family by clicking on the subscribe button at veritasradio.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the power of FLFE with a 15-day free trial today. No credit card required. Discover the Veritas Digest series on Amazon. Multiple volumes, each unveiling the truths they don't want you to know. It's more than just reading. It's an awakening. Secure your copies today. If you're looking to get in touch with Mel, have a guest suggestion, or would like to provide feedback, simply click on the contact button on our website at veritasradio.com. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's show. And now here's your host, Mel Hastelrich.
And directly from Santa Fe, New Mexico, next door to me in Arizona, I would like to welcome Maya Lena Flam. Hello, Maya. Welcome to Veritas. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here, and it's really an honor.
My pleasure. And by the way, I usually mention your website at the beginning. MayaLenaMedicine.com is the website. You have been very highly recommended by our friend Neil Kramer. So I know expectations are really high, but I'm pretty sure that if he knows you and recommends you, is because there's a lot for you to share with us. So why don't we start with an introduction of who's Maya Lena Flam? Let's highlight your expertise and history.
Okay, excellent. So I have basically, you know, a kind of a lifetime of work in holistic fields of, you know, spiritual medicine, spiritual practice, and also different kinds of physical healing modalities. When I was young, I taught therapeutic yoga and meditation for a long time, and pursued a lot of different avenues of deep study with that. And from that, sort of from a whole bunch of different tools, I came to the work I do now, which it's mostly online, and I work with people and do sort of a deep transformative work where we, you know, use many, many, you know, body mind tools and energetics and spiritual teachings to, you know, get to the heart of both what's kept them trapped and how to move forward in service, in connection to divinity. So I came from sort of a background of Eastern practices, but now I'm really, you know, deeply rooted in Western ones, in, you know, mystical Christian traditions, and that really informs my spiritual practice now as well. But it's very sort of interdisciplinary. And yeah, that's a little bit about how I'm working these days.
So it's a good synergy, Western and Eastern, because when we think of medicine, Western medicine, allopathic medicine, it's about, what would you say, 200 years old? And Eastern medicine, what is it, over 1,000 years old?
I mean, you can certainly look at it that way. But I would also say, I mean, even from 100 years ago, what was considered medicine was far more holistic than what we consider allopathic medicine today. But yeah.
What do you think happened? And I mentioned this all the time in the past few weeks, that books that were published before the 1920s really carried a lot of truth. And you see it, you know, old newspapers. And I don't want to use the word cure. I'm not a doctor here. But you used to see so many things, even talking to my mother the other day, she used to tell me things that my grandparents used to use that you can't find them anywhere in any pharmacy or even an apothecary lately. What happened?
I mean, that's a big question. I would say, you know, there's global forces at work there. There's, you know, a movement away from God, certainly, and spiritual practices, a real sort of looking at the body as a material thing and an approach that way. But I'd love to start to look at sort of more, you know, general concepts of, you know, what is sickness? What is health? And maybe start to talk about some definitions there, if that sounds interesting.
Let's do it. First question.
Yeah.
How do you define sickness in your practice?
Right. So all of that, you know, let's talk about sickness. Let's talk about health. So I would start with, you know, what is health? And, you know, I find it helpful to think of health as a spectrum, you know, rather than a fixed point. So we are always moving and shifting, always in flux. It's always changing. And then from there, we can think of healing as moving more toward balance, which paradoxically can often mean, you know, more of what we would traditionally think of as sickness. So to take a very material, acute example, if you eat some turned seafood and get sick from it, then the vomiting that occurs, the purge, is actually a cleansing leading you closer toward balance rather than farther away from it. However, we'd normally define that purge as sickness when really it is the body healing itself. The, you know, symptoms of the so-called illness are actually symptoms of healing in this case. Yes, it shows you that you have a kind of invader in your system throwing a wrench into the works. But by the time you are purging, you're actually in a healing state. The body is trying to come back to equilibrium. So when we fight against a reality that we label as sick, we create an adversarial relationship with ourselves and an enemy that only gets stronger for the vital force with which we are infusing it. So, you know, in such an instance, we are reinforcing that dualistic turf that creates disease in the first place, I would say. So to find balance from that point becomes much harder. And the real healing that could occur, the real possibility of transformation, is lost, even if we are lucky enough for our bodies to get ostensibly stronger. So, you know, when we look at what is illness or what is sickness, if you are suffering greatly, you know, physically or emotionally, then it may seem obvious to you, I'm sick. But if you can ask that question, then you are breathing, you are thinking, you are alive. And at what point is health? Again, back to that idea of a spectrum, of a continuum. So is it simply the absence of pain, the absence of limitations that you can perceive? You know, is that enough to say you are healthy? If you have pain, does that always mean you are sick? When we are in an acute crisis, whether physical or emotional, it's very challenging not to be in this adversarial relationship with ourselves. You know, think of the language that mainstream society uses, such as, you know, the fight against cancer, the battle with alcoholism. But these things are not outside of you. They are inside you. And at the moment you are experiencing them, they are part of your sphere as much as the created self is. You know, they are not the real you in terms of your essence. They can't actually touch your essence, but neither is the self that is telling you stories about what this pain means. These things, you know, can be seen as a temporary fiction, albeit a, you know, totally immersive one, something stuck to your energetic code, but moving with you. So, you know, cancer, for example, that's, you know, not what we've been told it is, I would say. That often, you know, physically, it's a kind, it's possibly, you know, a kind of parasite, responds to anti-parasitic medication, looks exactly the same as parasites in the blood and organs, according to, you know, many parasite and cancer researchers. It might also be another kind of poison, but, you know, whatever it is, it's moving through you, through your blood and your cells and your organs. And mainstream medicine's way of treating it is to bombard your entire system with the biological equivalent of a bomb raid and hope some of the good stuff survives somehow.
I mean, mustard gas.
Yeah, exactly. So needless to say, I don't think this is a healthy approach. Most people who die of cancer actually die of this so-called treatment. And, you know, this is a great example in a very material way of how that dualistic approach causes so much destruction. So, you know, some people do manage to heal physically despite this kind of reckless bombardment. But I think that shows the resilience of the human body rather than the efficacy of the treatment. And emotionally and spiritually, you know, this antagonistic approach does not lead to healing. So again, when we're faced with, you know, something life-threatening or just an acute systemic imbalance, it's very hard to get out of that desperate state of, you know, absolute warlike duality. We just want it to end. We feel like we can't take it anymore. So, you know, at such times, I find it helpful to just break things down into very small pieces to keep everything very small and simple. You know, for example, you decide to surrender and accept what is happening for just the next 5 minutes. Just commit to 5 minutes of acceptance. You know, focus on the breath going in and the breath going out, saying to yourself as you breathe in, breathing in, and as you breathe out, breathing out. Small practices, keep things very, very simple. And when you do that, you are able to begin to observe the pain or discomfort without trying to change anything. You can become an objective detective, you know, observing clues, learning what needs to be learned. So illness is also often an imbalance of emphasis on our material and non-material natures. I mean, usually we are overly focused on the material, and sickness can, you know, show us that our approach is not working, that we are not in control of that. When people are overly focused on mind, you know, that also leads to illness. And while it might appear that here is a person, you know, is too focused on the non-material, I would say that it is still the other problem, still an overemphasis on the material. You know, the body is being treated as a machine, and in that way, not being cared for. And when I say non-material, you know, I mean spiritual rather than mind. So if we have a proper balance and understanding of what and who we are, then the awareness of the body as an expression of our spirit, as a sublime manifestation of our spirits, we will care for it properly and give it a proper balance of attention. And of course, you know, bringing these into balance naturally leads to a healthier state, which, you know, we'll talk more about in a bit. So it's also just important to think of health holistically, you know, holistically. It's a word used so often, but really encompassing all aspects of ourselves, you know, rather than just our physical bones and flesh, must encompass spirit. And, you know, another alternative definition of health or working definition of health that I use is seeing it as an experience of being fully present in our bodies with awareness. So I would say that most people aren't present in their bodies or, you know, fully present in their lives, in their relationships most of the time. They are, you know, flitting from one distraction to another, you know, skating the surface of everything they touch. And strong physical imbalances, outward manifestations of disease, can actually be, you know, the pathway to salvation, to a much deeper connection with spirit. You know, when the body works fine or mostly fine, people are largely free to ignore it. And most do, save for, you know, loud desires for food, drink, sex, the satisfaction of which are still mostly mindless endeavors. You know, exercise too is usually something which objectifies the body. Certain practices like yoga, qigong, or martial arts may more frequently be mindful, but not always, of course. And, you know, so much athleticism is about pushing past limits, running until you are in the zone, which is a place past mindful awareness. You know, a place more of trance or stupor rather than a real communication and integration with the body. So, you know, many athletes end up with these severe long-term injuries, though they supposedly were the ones with the perfect bodies. And here again, the body is being treated as a machine to be pushed past its limits, simply, you know, to win or to earn rather than to be treated mindfully as, you know, the beautiful expression of spirit. So the process of deep connection, of feeling the emotions as an energetic experience within the body, is largely ignored. Pain and illness force awareness. And for most, in a purely negative way, as something to be avoided, distracted from, healed and medicated, mediated. But it's also an opportunity to know more deeply the fabric of one's being, to connect more fully to all aspects of oneself, you know, within the self-body matrix as an expression of spirit, to stay aware of the finite nature of our time here and to act accordingly by using each moment to know more, understand more, to embody more truth. So we mentioned mindfulness, and that's an important tool, but if it's used as the be-all practice, it can become just another band-aid to avoid dealing with the thorny traumas of our life, you know, the pains we wish to ignore. So, you know, another word I want to kind of start to explore and define is psycho-spiritual, because that's a word bit vague. It's used all the time. And I want to talk about some of the psychospiritual causes of disease. So as I've said, we are spiritual beings having a physical experience. Our spiritual natures are expressed as material bodies and minds. Our consciousness, though, you know, is not located in our minds. That's never been proven. So where is it exactly? you know, energetically, also the resonance of our hearts, for example, the electromagnetic pulse of our.
Thank you for listening. To unlock the full 2-hour interview, including video formats, downloads, transcripts, exclusive articles, and more, subscribe to Veritas Plus now. Gain access to our entire archive dating back to 2008. Just click subscribe at veritasradio.com. Because you don't want to believe, you want to know. Subscribe now. To listen to the rest and all of our exclusive material, proceed to the Veritas Plus member section or join the Veritas Plus family by subscribing. Click on the subscribe button at veritasradio.com. Don't forget to visit the Veritas store for focused life force energy. Get a 15-day free trial today with no credit card required. And if you want to get in touch with Mel, want to be a guest on this radio program, have a guest suggestion, or have feedback, just click on the contact button on our website at veritasradio.com. Now, proceed to the Veritas Plus member section or subscribe to listen to the rest of the interview. You don't want to miss it. Because you don't want to believe, you want to know. What are you waiting for? Subscribe now at VeritasRadio.com.